Audio warbles.
A big stem.
Audio Warbles is the public-facing part of Murmurations, a Living Words and Normal Festival of the Brain knowledge exchange with University of the Creative Arts. Murmurations is a project in 2025 with neurodivergent fine art students and staff of UCA and Living Words founder Susanna Howard. We went into the woods to explore patterns in creativity, neurodivergence and the natural world. In this podcast, A Big Stim, you can hear the words of some of the project members. Their words came from playing with Living Words' Listen Out Loud participatory methodology during time that was spent so well and deliciously in the woods.
Hello, my name is Clay Bradford. Something about repetition. It feels like springtime inside of my head, and I have freedom to explore stuff. A new beginning. I'm free to do what I like. No one said freedom had to be good. Maybe things can be terrible in a good way, like they are in awful. There can be terrible freedom. I feel everything intensely, like how evangelicals feel about God. Something like fear, but more like devotion.
I'm Molly. Feels quite nice. Security in the pressure of being really wrapped up. The lack of the scarf. Exposed. Washing, felting, carding the wool. The turning of the season, the shedding of the layers, the smell. Bright green, motley brown, beige, deeper brown to the root. Working in the grease, coming out of the grease. Heavy boots, grounded. No negative draw towards the ground. That bag's still there. Morbid speculation from the week before. It could have a head in it. The road seems quieter. Birds competing with it. The audio equivalent of a warm haze over a landscape.
My name is Dan.
I have a lot to say. But I'm trying to think about how I feel in this space, rather than just how I feel in general. I'm more uncomfortable because of this stool. I wish it was taller, but it's probably good for me to sit low down. It's probably good for my muscles or something. I'm enjoying the sound of the bird. I'm slightly uncomfortable with the Buddhist prayer flags. Not that I have anything against Buddhism and its teachings. Is it appropriation, being in an English forest? Appreciation rather than appropriation. I think the forest is enough, and it doesn't need accessories. We just cheapen the forest when we add anything man-made to it, human-made rather. I wish more people viewed the forest as a sacred site, and not in connection to any particular religion, just sacred within itself. I feel like the answer to a lot of our problems as humans is to stop controlling nature and let it take over.
Hello, this is Charlotte. I feel like I'm losing time. Time is very precious, almost slipping away in terms of connections to other people. I find it stressful to think about the constant passing of time. Yeah. A sense of peace with time, as it's the only thing ever certain.
This is Bean. When we were walking just now, I was thinking again of patterns and sound. I was aware I was unconsciously walking to sound, walking to make a sound in a rhythm or a pattern. It's very therapeutic or soothing. And then it was making me think about this thing. I often think about childhood stuff when I'm here. This song in my head when I was a kid. Round and round, round and round in my head. probably just a line. And I found myself playing with that loop in my head. It's nice to be able to feel the air, actually, and that movement when you are still. So even though I'm very, very still, I feel like things are moving around me. It's actually quite nice to sit in that. I guess it's easy to not do anything here. And I wonder if it's because that kind of desire for movement or repetition or something is being met by the environment around me. Like the wind is doing the movement for me, the birds are doing the movement for me, allows me to be still. I'm not very often still.
Now here I notice how little I know about myself, or rather how little I understand, or rather how much of me I've sacrificed for the perception of safety, assimilation, and how much more of me there is here. I feel strangely real or known with a capital, without the feeling of being exposed, which is new, I think, without the pressure to divulge with a deadline, to give up parts of the whole in service of something alien to me. That's a terrible thing to realize. I'm sorry, love. Something about being with, like, in community or in communion. The woods might give me repetition and pattern and the crown shyness and the stillness between trees. The woods might branch and warp like constellations and crack and whip and snap and conspire and warp and whip and swirl and dance and mice and woodlice and peace and space and calm and shelter and storm and shipwreck and the wood on the sea borne aloft and floating and Odysseus or a mother in a bottle in a message in a barrel of dark green seaweed. Of sin and crime and punishment and heresy and apostate and witness from above. The woods might give me teeth.
Uncomfortable peace. A sense of belonging but separate. No. Rules and regulations. The silence is often thought of as a bad thing. You should always be busy doing or talking. Silence means you're doing nothing, and there isn't time to do nothing. Silence brings me uncomfortable peace. Even in silence, there is sound. Murmurs of the outside world, cars and planes reminding you to join in the busyness again. The sound of coughing when my thoughts have gone astray. Subtle noises reminding me to be here now. Cars driving past, here and now. Birds chirping, here and now. The sound of feet on the floor, here and now.
It's just so beautiful that it's very distracting, because the branches of the tree, the vast amount of them, is really quite overwhelming, but not in a painful way. In a massaging way, as if that vista would come out and be hands pushing over you, so that it made your eyes go shut. I get this thing with my eyes where I see a little bit of a thing and everything becomes like little dots, like you can almost see the particles. I write today about my eyes, open and shut. I think overwhelm is such a visual experience somehow, and it being a strategy or a response for closing of my eyes. I guess it's also similarly pleasing or therapeutic when I have horizon lines or like treescapes. I was actually just thinking, I made a whole series of work with custom-made horse blinkers, so I couldn't see. It's so fascinating to look back with a slightly different perspective of yourself.
Kind of apathetic. Not really any strong feelings at all. A bit numb. Nothing to look forward to. Should be feeling grateful for everything I have, but guilty when I don't. Sometimes I wish I could run away, but I don't know where. I feel like I'm going through the motions. I feel lucky to be making art. I don't know what else to say. I don't want to complain. Don't want to moan. Feel quite lonely, but I don't want to be around people either.
It feels more comfortable, sitting in the silence again. Kind of breaking those rules. Piercing shards, interacting with these elements that stick out of me now, like the trees emerging from the ground. Birds. Birds on their back, the way their feet emerge from their feathers. Trees grow and antlers sprout. Protrusions.
Everything else feels like butter, which is strange because it is quite buttery in itself. Maybe it's because of the sun that I'm talking about things melting, or the softness of being here, or the softness of being here with everyone, myself, my body dissolving in a way.
The silence is often thought of as a bad thing. You should always be busy doing or talking. Silence means you're doing nothing, and there isn't time to do nothing. Silence brings me uncomfortable peace, but not if I'm on my own.
Thanks to the excellent initiator of this project, Murmurations, and great curator, Ali Bean, as well as staff at UCA, plus all the contributors, including Bean, Clay Beresford, Charlotte Proctor, Dan and Molly Clark, plus Hannah Silver, Karen McLennan, Rowanna Mitchell, Poppy Jackson and Samantha Friedman. The music you heard on the guitar was composed by Clay Beresford. We had sound support from Oliver Pratt, and this has been edited kindly by Dan Watts. Final thank you to the Woodland team at Tribal Animals, who made our trips flow with such ease. Thanks to them. If you got to the end of listening to this podcast, why don't you go down into the woods?
Audio warbles.